This Holy Week, celebrated by Christians worldwide, coincides with the Jewish holiday Passover. Usually that means being with family for religious gatherings. But these are not normal times. NewsHour Weekend's Melanie Salzman recently met a neighbor who is finding ways to cope and observe the holidays while being away from her family.
Some parsley to dip in salt water.
Gloria Strong is my neighbor in Brooklyn, New York. We just met a couple weeks ago when I saw her on the elevator. She lives alone. That means this year, because of social distancing, she'll be celebrating the Passover holiday alone too.
I think Emily's teacher has it.
Her daughter, Andrea Strong, lives nearby and visits when she can.
But we're gonna get through it. We will.
Andrea stands outside of the apartment. Gloria uses a measuring tape to reassure her daughter that she's far enough away. What has this time been like for you with the social distancing and the isolation?
It's kind of lonely. I find myself crying at the silliest things. You know, I just start crying and then I'll be okay. But I miss being able to touch, to hug my kids. That's the worst part. You know, with my daughter saying, you're not to go down for the mail. I don't want you leaving your apartment. I mean, it's too much.
That's how we met. I ended up seeing you going down and saying, what are you doing? I'm gonna go get the mail for you. Stay home.
You know, going down, at least I could see the doorman, talk to someone. I mean, I feel like I'm losing my voice. I don't talk at all.
Strong, who normally eats kosher food, says it's been harder to find it these days.
All the supermarkets say they have no delivery. They're not taking orders online. Well, there's a lot of work preparing for Passover usually. But this year it's become very difficult because of being unable to get out to the stores and get what I need, so I'm just making do. You know, when I was younger, I don't think I appreciated family as much as I do now. I used to get annoyed with some of my cousins, spoiled brats, but now it's different. I do miss seeing them all.
Strong says she'll especially miss a Sephardic tradition that commemorates the Jewish captivity in Egypt. What do you normally do for Passover? How do you celebrate?
One of our customs, which the kids love, we all love, is that we take scallions and we whip each other to remember what used to happen to the Jews when they were in Egypt and they were slaves.
So are you going to be doing that virtually?
Oh, I bought scallions. I'll just beat myself.
On Wednesday, the first night of Passover, Strong's Seder plate had the traditional symbolic items, including a boiled egg and lettuce. She used substitutes for the things she couldn't find, like a chicken bone instead of a lamb shank bone.
What will be different about this Seder from all of her Seders?
And she still managed to be with her family, like so many people this holiday season, online.
Why aren't you hitting each other?
Are you guys singing a song?
Come on, start singing.
Let me get dad,
Mom. I love you.